Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Oh, hello. Look, I'm just inquiring, please. Do you do free nail cutting for small birds?
No, it's $35.
$35?
Yep.
Okay. And what about his beak?
The beak, we will get them in for a health check with the vet, unless, like, at the time of the nail trim, the nurses are concerned, because routinely the beaks don't need trimming unless there's some sort of deficiency or overgrown reason.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. I just thought they needed to be, yeah. Okay, so $35 for his nails.
Yep.
Okay, is it possible to do it myself with sharp scissors?
No, I wouldn't recommend the scissors. You could use like a pair of nail trimmers or cat nail trimmers. You just got to be careful not to get as quick, because they will bleed quite a bit.
They'll bleed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So not scissors, the cat. Yep. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, but at the time, if you did want to come in for a nail trim, the nurses can show you how to do it. So then, going forward, you can try to do it again yourself. It'll just be that initial one that'll be through us, but it's up to you.
Okay. Okay, well, that sounds pretty good. So how long is a piece of string? How long does it take? He's 12 months. How long does it take their nails to grow that they need cutting?
It just depends on the bird and their diet. But if it's just because they're sharp, they'll grow every sort of like throughout the year. But they'll only grow like a very small little bit. As long as he's got the right purchase, he's on the right diet, that should keep it all down. But if they're growing excessively, it could be diet related. It could be, you know, health related. So that's a different sort of ball game altogether.
Okay. All right. That's good. I'll think about it. Thank you so much for your help.
No, that's okay. Take care.
Wonderful. Thank you. Bye. Oh,